This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? But I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, heading into the weekend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've been traveling like crazy. I'm in between trips. Got a big Halloween party with Jonathan Emord tomorrow, the FDA Dragon Slayer. And I don't know, it's going to be windy, so hopefully my cone head doesn't fly off. I don't know if y'all remember the Saturday Night Live skits with the cone heads, but I'm supposed to be a cone head MC tomorrow. That'll be interesting. Super Don, I know he wants video of it for proof. We'll get there, I promise. What else are we going to do today? Well, in fact, I'm going to reminisce a bit. Last year, I don't know when it was, springtime or something, I went over to the United Kingdom, went to London. It was really great. I have family there, lots of friends there. And I participated in a conference that was teaching doctors alternatives or integrative methods. I lectured on silver and integrating silver into practice. And I met a lot of new folks I'd never met before. One of those people is with me today, crossing the pond in the UK on UK Health Radio, Thomas Meadmore. He was helping out videoing the conference, I remember. And if I'm not mistaken, he might have even videoed me. What about? Let's find out. Thomas Meadmore, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, thank you very much for having me.
You've elevated the status of the show just because of your accent. You know that. That's how this happens. We love the Brits.
I'm Australian.
Well, I know, but again, you're there long enough. I detect subtleties. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah?
Before we went on, I talked to you and I said you're a good bloke. So yeah, I know. But the thing is, you're there. The UK had an empire that stretched all the way around the world at the time, and you're that penal colony represented.
We're the convicts. We're the bad blood. We're the bad kids.
Right.
So
did you move to England with the purpose of becoming a videographer, filmmaker, documentarian, or how did we connect at that event that you were getting to do video there?
Okay, so well, I've been working in film and TV for years and years, and I moved to London to for a number of reasons, but in particular, obviously, for career. There's a big film and TV industry here, and I'm an independent filmmaker here, and I also edit television. And we met because I had just begun developing a project that explored the state of chronic illness in the United Kingdom, based on the stats, a couple of things, but mainly based on the stat that the UK is the lowest cancer survival rate in Western Europe. And I'd begun developing this project as a result of meeting a few different people, including the organisers of that conference, which was the New Health Squared Summit, where they had the New Health had New Health Squared had brought together a number of experts from around the world, including yourself, to talk about different integrative,
right,
alternative methods.
And I'll add that, you know, our friends from the Alliance for Natural Health UK and Europe were there. And
Rob Verkirk and,
yeah.
And Melanie. Robin Daly and Melanie.
So it was a great group of people. And I say this, even if, for those that listen that are not into natural health and medicine, these are just good people. They're very nice, kind people, good-hearted people, and they really have a lot of integrity, and I think you can tell that. And what you know, we're working on with this, the state of chronic illness, and you mentioned UK lowest cancer survival rate where? In Europe or the world?
In Western Europe. Western Europe.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. So it's an interesting angle on a documentary.
Well, it certainly, it sort of poses some questions. You sort of start going, well, why? Why does the UK have such a low cancer survival rate? And then you start sort of looking at some of the other ways in which the illness, chronic illness in particular, cancer in particular is treated, or the culture around it in any way. You start sort of going, okay, well, you start asking questions like, how can you improve it? And naturally, a person who doesn't have any experience in cancer treatment, which is me, I've never been diagnosed. Thank goodness, I've never had that touch me all my life. You naturally, organically go, okay, well, what is all this alternative stuff people are talking about, and what is integrative therapy, and what is it? I'm curious.
Well, yeah, my mind is. I love that term, curious. We don't hear that enough anymore. Curiosity did not kill the cat. That's a lie. it really helped the cat to get smarter, but. But the idea of curiosity, we encourage our children, I would hope, to want to learn, to ask questions, to have, independent thoughts and to question things, because that's how you develop the mind. Even, from a Socratic method of learning, question. It's great. But somewhere along the way, and I don't think this is unique to the UK where you are, I've heard and, referenced this certainly in the US, we delved into or devolved into a monopoly of what we call allopathic pharmaceutical medicine. Now, whether you're for or against it is irrelevant at this moment for this discussion, because your next documentary, or maybe it morphed, what you were doing into the cancer conflict. I want to get into that. How was it a transition or a totally new project? But you begin to say, okay, how are we here, right? And that's a great question to ask. I ask that, in my own life. How come I'm so sick and no doctor knows what to do to help me? And then I look back in history and I say, oh my gosh, they changed medical schools to learn only one thing. I think there's something amiss here. I don't know what it is, but I want to explore it. And it sounds like you are now exploring on behalf of a lot of people that maybe have the same questions or even didn't know they have these questions.
Yeah, well, okay, so it's interesting. Everything you just said is very interesting, right? So I did sit down and do an interview with you that day, and that's some of the points you just raised are some of the things that you mentioned on that day. And from someone who's just curious and doesn't have a bias, and that's one of the strengths of me doing this project, is that I don't have a bias in terms of which modality or which treatment or which way is the right way.
Yes.
I'm just curious based on this question. Why does the UK have the lowest cancer survival rate? And what you've just said is another angle, or another question that falls under that umbrella that's worth talking about and exploring.
And Thomas, first question then, specific to this journey into the cancer conflict, is there, like in America, a monopoly on the treatment of cancer? For instance, can a healthcare provider, a doctor, whether they be allopathic, well, let's just say if they're regular allopathic medicine, are they permitted under the government to provide alternatives to chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery without persecution?
No.
Okay.
No. No, the UK has something called the Cancer Act, 1939 Cancer Act, which is basically in place to prevent exactly that. And it's funny because the film that we're making is balanced. For the sake of editorial and journalistic integrity, and for us to reach the widest possible audience, but also for us as filmmakers, we have to present a balanced discussion. So we've asked a lot of people in the alternative or the non-conventional treatment world. Okay, what is this Cancer Act? Why is it a problem? What problems does it pose? And we've also asked people in the conventional medicine world, why is it here? What's its purpose? What do you think about it, etc.? And both pose very interesting and relevant and important points as to its existence.
Have you seen any evidence of anything but diametric opposition? Is there any common ground in so far?
What is diametric? What do you mean?
It means just polar opposites. In other words, the person perceived that same act in one way and the other half. You're like, are you talking about the same act?
Well, yeah, it's too black. It's a black and white view of the same coin. It's two sides of exactly the same coin, and there you could almost say there's an extreme in both.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got sort of, let's just say, the convention, and I respect both, right? It's sort of, you sort of look at it logically, you can see why both exist. You've got people who are working within the conventional medical model that have to operate within a particular paradigm in order to feel safe and secure that what they're offering their patients has value. And, you know, when you're dealing with a mass population and you're dealing with people whose lives are potentially at stake, you want to have as much security as possible from a personal point of view. Doctors have a huge amount of pressure on them. But also from a litigation point of view and various others. So there's, you could say that this Cancer Act is in place to protect people from potential treatments that do not have a certain level of, you know, certainty that they can be of service.
Scientific scrutiny, validation.
Exactly.
All of those lines,
All of that. So logically, you can see why that makes sense and that, that exists. But then you've got a lot of people who want to have freedom of choice.
Yeah.
They want to be able to explore all sorts of other avenues and options. And it's very difficult for them to do that. They can't obtain some of these things legally. Now, I have to preface this, I'm not condoning, because there's lots of things out there that say that they can help, but can't. But people want to have the choice, and that it's very difficult for people to get to some of these treatments, to try them out, to test them out, to experience them, et cetera, et cetera.
Tom, we have a very similar issue here in the States. That's why I say it's not all that different. And the battle for me, and you heard me probably in the interview, I might have hit that as well, because I'm sensitive to the distinctions and differences, because I came from a pharmaceutical allopathic background, and when it didn't help me, I made a leap and it helped me, and so I now have a bias for what we might consider more natural medicine, but I feel for those that aren't here on my side of the thought form now, and recognize there's a bridge that needs to be made. They aren't necessarily mutually exclusive. There is a way they can coexist, but some of the folks on either side don't want that. There are others that are trying to bridge the gap, and I imagine and I hope that you're finding some that will kind of, I don't know, I don't mean to be middle ground, because sometimes they say if you're in the middle of the road, you're just going to get hit by a lorry.
I know,
right?
I know.
A truck, for those of you in America. Yeah. At the same time, you know, there's a role to play when we can communicate with one another about the advantages, disadvantages openly and honestly. We can openly and honestly disagree as well, and then it does come down to a question of freedom. We're going to take a break here. We're talking with Thomas Mead Moore. He's the filmmaker, documentary filmmaker I met last year in London at a conference, doing some great work, and there's a new movie that's being put together here. We'll find out how far along it is. Maybe you want to participate and help as well. I'm just fascinated by this exploration. So we'll be back with Thomas Mead Moore from the UK at this point after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes, as they always are, robertscottbell.com, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Also heard around the world, including where my guest is now, Thomas Meadmore, and he's in the United Kingdom, ukhealthradio.com, of course, robertscottbell.com. And also there's a direct link that we have to the website about this new film that is still in production, and it's cancerconflictmovie.com. CancerConflictMovie.com. We'll tell you more about why you might want to go there and view the trailer and what you can do to participate. But Thomas, I said this off the air. I'm a real fan of yours because I love that you're coming at this from a neutral, unbiased place. Not enough of us do, and it's not for everybody to do that, I recognize. But it's a very important thing, and I just wonder about the encounters you've had with those that are conventional, because I've encountered them. And I'm not saying all of them are like this, but many times the mere covering of anything alternative or non-conventional is met with derision and anger. How dare you even cover it? You're giving it legitimacy just by looking at it.
Yeah, we have experienced that. Well, do you know what? Funnily enough, Rob, I've experienced from the conventional medical community, I've experienced a variety of responses. And it's been balanced, actually. Okay. I've had a lot of people who have said this is great. Questioning the norm, questioning the system is important and doesn't happen often enough and probably should have happened a long time ago. But I've also had a lot of reaction. I've had enough reaction from people saying, well, is it really responsible of you to be putting these two things side by side? And I find that I don't quite know how to respond to that because I kind of look at it like, well, hang on a minute, I'm Joe Citizen, and isn't it a good thing to question? I mean, do you know what? Here you go. How about this, Rob? How about this?
Yeah.
Isn't the very nature and culture of science to constantly be asking questions of the very thing you think you've just proven or just discovered? isn't that right?
That's what I remember about science. It was always about questioning. It wasn't about denigrating to a religious dogma, right? And I found that. And again, it's not everybody, granted, but you acknowledge, yes, some of them have that kind of a religious fervor about their view on what we call now conventional, and they say, how dare you even look at something that might give it credence? That's irresponsible. And I'm thinking, you know what? If you're arguing for a church belief system, I can see that how historically has been the case. But at least if you have integrity in science, you're not afraid of questions. You're not afraid of questioning the status quo. You're always doing that because you want to find and dig deeper into what are the facts that lead us to what we perceive to be true.
Mm. And just to qualify that as well, I'm coming at this. I don't have an investment in one way or another. I'm just curious.
Yes. And again, back to curiosity. I love
it.
We're
curious.
Not curious enough anymore.
And I'm like, well, hang on. Well, any time anyone ever has a very staunch position on something, it automatically makes me even more curious because I think, well, I guess because my experience of life is it's shades of grey, it's not black and white. Mm-hmm. And so when someone is potentially presenting a black and white point of view, I become even more curious as to, well, what's behind that point of view? Anytime anyone's super convinced of something, I'm like, well, convince me. I'm really interested. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's about the person, or it's sometimes about something emotional, or maybe they've got a really good point and they do convince me. But I think I should have at least the opportunity to ask.
Yeah, well, I think you're being far too reasonable, Thomas. Yeah, right? I just want the opportunity to ask. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just want to... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, it's great. And the thing is, there's a process of discovery. As you say, you're coming in from as unbiased a view that I've ever heard, right? You know, we all have our biases as humans. We have to acknowledge that. Even double-blind, placebo-controlled studies have an inherent bias built in to the participant, right? Do they like the person they're interacting with? Do they find them pretty or ugly? I mean, there's a reality to life that goes beyond this ability to be completely objective about these things. So it is problematic when you really want to kind of come from that totally. But at the same point, we're humans, we do interact, and I think we are explorers. We've lost that in certain realms, and I think in the 20th century in particular, we lost our curiosity about medicine. As I'm just saying, speaking now from a lay audience perspective, right? If I'm just a guy who has ailments and illnesses, we just go to the doctor, they give us a pill, and we don't question. It's like...
Well, it's very convenient, isn't it?
Yeah. Not good. Not good. All right, we're up against another break. Thomas, I'm enjoying our conversation here. Everybody, check it out. RobertScottBell.com. We'll take you to the Cancer Conflict movie. We'll talk more about it, how you can participate, and maybe some surprises that he encountered along the way, if he's willing to share it with us, Tom.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a 6-week program. Within 2 weeks, within 2 weeks, Robert. The first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Rock
in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
One of the best ways we've seen transformation happening in our modern world is through film. Whether it be documentary film, feature film that's fiction, it really causes you to look at things differently. And a really good documentary that doesn't take a position really respects its audience. And I have that sense about you, Thomas Meadmore, that you do respect people's ability to assess, to question, and make up their own mind. You're not an elitist that says, oh no, I have to do this for you. I have to tell you what to believe. How did you get so comfortable with that position and place to be?
God, I don't know. Good question. I don't know. I guess from a... I mean, just me personally, I suppose. Do you know? Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll go back a little bit. I'll try and tell be this really brief. When I grew up, I used to watch the grown-ups fight. And I used to watch them fight and fight and fight, and I'd see them caught up in all this emotion. And I would think, well, if you just calm down and were reasonable about things and had a conversation about it, we could work this out. And or they could work it out, you know. It was quite logical. It was quite clear to me. And I just found growing up, you know, when people would fight and argue and get really emotional, when they'd let the emotion get in the way of the issue that was at hand, it was very difficult to resolve anything or heal a wound or heal a relationship. Or do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally do. We're kindred spirits in that way. I mean, yeah. I remember growing up, you know, my mom and dad fought. They eventually divorced. And I would be the kid going, dude, what's going on? Can't you guys?
It doesn't make sense.
Right. It doesn't make sense. There was so much emotion. And, you know, of course, I'm the kid. What do I know? But at the same time, I grew up with that as a perspective. It's like, I don't think it's unreasonable to be able to be reasonable. And that doesn't mean we don't have emotions. It doesn't mean we don't take sides and make decisions. But I think to discuss it, you know, because I'm very passionate about my beliefs and what I've discovered in my life, even though I came from a different perspective. And I love engaging in discussion, even if I have a disagreement with someone, as long as they're being reasonable. We don't need to shout at each other. But so, you know, I that's why I appreciate what you're doing here, because, you know, there's a vacuum of that in terms of documentary filmmaking in this topic.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's why this film, it sort of fills a niche in that there's lots of really interesting films about cancer and about illness, et cetera, but some of them speak to a particular audience and not both, you know, or multiple sides. And what I'm hoping to do is sort of create a bridge a little bit with that, where it's like, okay, we all get where you're coming from. You've all got valid points of view. Let's look at them all. Let's eat the chicken and spit out the bones.
Yeah, well, I mentioned before, and I've covered a lot about this movie Vax, from Cover Up to Catastrophe. Obviously, it's about a controversial character for the UK, Andrew Wakefield, who identified a problem with the MMR vaccine many years ago, and he was pilloried, and now his last name has become a verb for those who want to, you know, if you put your head up and you question certain scientific things that are like dogma, you will get Wakefielded. And it's a fascinating documentary just about what he went through. But this documentary film is actually interesting because it doesn't take the position of being anti-vaccine, which a lot of people who have come to the conclusion Wakefield have said, you know what, I'm not for vaccines anymore because they've harmed my child. But they said, we're not anti-vaccine. We're putting a movie together specifically about the facts that we know, that a whistleblower at the CDC acknowledges that there was some, let's say, shenanigans, the light way, mild way to say it, behind the scenes about the data that led to a conclusion that is not valid. Okay, so there's another place, but there's so much heat, there's so much anger, there's so much animosity, it's very difficult for people to sit back and see that. Indeed, let's just watch it and learn from it. And so you might be going into another, I don't know, medical minefield just by the fact that you're covering that there might be, not that you're saying that there are, but there might be alternatives to conventional care, chemo, radiation, and surgery.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible, Rob. I mean, I'm trying to question those modalities that come up in the film itself. I'm going to question them and put them through the tests as much as the others, you know. So hopefully the film will speak for itself in that regard.
And Tom, how far along in the film? How many interviews have you conducted approximately? You know, how long do you perceive this film to be when it's finally completed, and where are you in production?
Okay, so, well, just some backstory. It follows two people. One person who's chosen chemo, conventional treatment, and one person who's chosen completely alternative treatment to treat their cancers. Now, I have to preface this by saying they're two completely different cancers in two completely different people at completely different stages. So it's not an exploration of one modality versus the other.
Okay, not a one-to-one. It's not a one-to-one comparison.
It's not a clinic. It'd have to be a clinical trial if it was that. And conducting a clinical trial would cost a fortune, and these two stories, personal stories, provide a platform for the greater discussion. And we've been filming these two stories for a year and a half. I started filming just after I met you, actually, Rob. The stories are completed. So we've got all the footage in the can, and Rob, I can tell you, mate, it's the most. They have given so much, these people in the film, and it's so emotional and beautiful, and they're so brave, and I feel incredibly privileged to have been given access into these people's lives going through this. And the insight I, from the outside, have been given on what it's like to go through this is blowing my mind. Anyway, so we've finished it, and we've got most of the expert interviews that we need. But what we're going to do is we're going to start editing this in the new year.
Okay.
And once we've got a cut of the film, we're going to go and pick up some more bits and pieces to complete the thesis side of the film. So
I have a sense this is again, I only saw the trailer, but it's a very impressive trailer, and we have it linked up in the show notes today, robertscoutbell.com. Did my mind deceive me, or did I catch myself in that trailer?
Hey, you're in the trailer. You're in there.
I didn't end up on the cutting room floor. I had no idea.
No, mate. You're a fantastic interviewee. Very clear. Very clear. It was great. Yeah, you're in there, mate. It's a handsome American contribution.
Not a brash American trash talking kind of guy, right? No, I try to be reasonable. I do, and as I said, I'm excited for the opportunity to talk to people who disagree with me. Not necessarily that's what we were doing there, but it was about recognizing, because I came from that side, that there's a place there and there's legitimacy there, and to try and find a way to come together, work together, or at least, I don't know if I think the term coexist has been overused and it doesn't mean as much as it did once, but the idea is that there's a place for it all. The question is, do we have the freedom? Can we discuss it openly and honestly without yelling and shouting? So is there any yelling and shouting in the film that we should know about and be warned about?
Well, you just can't have to wait and see.
Oh,
I've got to
man. That's teasing us now for the we can't wait. So obviously, if you've got it all in the can, editing, it's a long and laborious process. Do you have enough support to get this thing done? What is the next phase that you need?
Okay, so we've basically a huge amount of it has already been edited. A section, a very large section of it. However, it's a complex narrative. We're in a position now where I've personally been funding this film myself for the last year and a half, and I'm now in a position where we're going to be reaching out for support within our community to get the film finished.
I mean,
so
you can only sell so much Vegemite to put a film together. So you
yeah, mate, I'm all out of Vegemite. The margins aren't big enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive what you've done thus far. Because again, the quality is sensational. Just look at this trailer, and you'll see the level. This is going to be, I believe, if it goes into film festivals, it'll win awards. I'm predicting. I am.
That's very kind of you to say.
But
we'll be launching our crowdfunding campaign on the 8th of November, and a crowdfunding campaign is basically a platform that enables a community of people who support a project to contribute to a project to see it reach its success. So that's what we're doing 8th of November.
So the link Cancer Conflict Movie is where people can go to sign up for email alerts, or to go to the Facebook page, or where should they go?
I suggest you go to the Facebook page anyway, because we're constantly pushing lots of interesting content through on all sides of the discussion through that Facebook page. The website cancerconflictmovie.com is a place where you can get specific updates about the film as well. So you can sign up. There's some great lots of opportunities for you to drop your email address in there, so you get our film update emails, and you'll get updates on the crowdfunding campaign, and if you would like to contribute and participate, all that info will be available there.
Well, are any of my friends that I visited with, like Rob Verkirk, any of them featured in this? Anybody that I would know?
Yes, there's lots of people that you'd know. Rob Verkirk, actually, I'm hoping he will grant me an interview, actually, in the new year when we finish the film and get all our pickup interviews.
Sure.
But we've got all of the folks that you met at the conference last year. They'll all have a little feature,
including Jonathan.
Jonathan, no, I don't know about Jonathan. He's very particular with what projects he participates in.
Sure.
I've got the interview with him, and it's a very interesting one, but we'll have to wait and see whether he's up for participating.
Yeah, everybody, Jonathan Wright, Dr. Wright, was with me from the Tahoma Clinic presenting at the conference, and he's a medical doctor, a physician, right? Yet he has, of course, looked into the medical literature going back, 100 years to kind of do things differently for his patients. So, yeah, he's an interesting character, just fascinating. But there were a lot of other great presenters, some of the UK physicians that were there as well that were rather interesting. And I think, at that event, they were more open-minded. There's no question about that. These physicians were tending to be open to other options and have integrity and exploration and had that curiosity that you talked about.
They had a healthy level of caution and skepticism about various things, but they were reasonable open-minded to discussion. That's the stepping stone towards a new way of looking at the medical model or the way that things are treated or having a culture change. And I think that's what was so interesting about it for me.
Skepticism is not bad, folks. I am skeptical about a lot of things, and it's like, show me, prove it. And my delving into silver, it took a lot of exploration and validation before I embraced it, and of course now I lecture on it, I write on it and such, but skepticism is not bad. Closed-mindedness, that's different, and it sounds like that may be part of what's revealed here, and there might be closed-mindedness as well on the side of those who are into what we call now alternative or integrative therapy. So Tom, has really enjoyed connecting with you again. I just wish you all the best success, especially in the new year as you crank it up and finish it. But for those who would like to support through the crowdfund campaign, that kicks in November 8th. I'm sure we'll get the links out for everybody to participate.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure, mate.
All right. The Cancer Conflict, new documentary. It's in the works. It's going to be great. CancerConflictMovie.com. Back to wrap it up with Super Don right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Thomas Needmore for joining us to talk about the cancer conflict and curiosity. That is the word of the hour for sure. I'm a curious kind of guy. I hope you are too, gal or guy or whatever. The Doc of Detox rocked it as well. And Captain Morgan is back to close out the, well, open up the weekend, shall we say. And next week, you and I and Op-Ed and Paul Bertero and Ty Bollinger and family and Cap, oh, there's so many people that are going to be out with us in North Georgia at the Hearthlight event next weekend.
Yay!
But
better order, there than Lake City Caca, right?
Thank you for bringing that up. That's super bad.
Wow.
That was impressive. Yeah.
Why? Boy, she's just ready to go here, isn't she?
She has earned her keep today. She has earned her way to
just
Georgia.
Just get this out of the way.
Yeah. She knows what Super Don wants to close with. You know how we do silly stories at the end here, and we've got one. It's not silly to the frog, though. 10,000 endangered, and I'm not making this up, am I, Super Don? This is really their name? Am I going to have to say this?
Yeah. No, this, well, what else are you going to call them?
Okay, they're called scrotum frogs.
Scrotum frogs, yes.
10,000 of them have died near Lake, what?
Lake Titicaca.
Titicaca. Come on, who can make this stuff up, man? What is going
That's
on?
That's in Peru, by the way, in case your geography teachers did not cover
right.
that with you.
Yeah, it's not in Florida, despite the craziness in Florida. It's in Peru. Lake Titicaca and scrotum frogs. I had no idea those two would be used in a sentence ever.
It would. And, you know, it's funny. I've been rewatching some of the old episodes of Beavis and Butthead. Started way back in 93. So it was funny that this came up because this is something they would talk about for sure because you could put all those together in one sentence. But you know, on a serious note.
Yes.
They're saying that they found at least 10,000 of these fat, wrinkly, and very rare frogs that have died and they found floating in a river by this committee against the pollution of this river called the, I think it's called the Kawata. And the river flows into Lake Titicaca, and something is causing these frogs to die. And it's interesting because every once in a while, and you've seen these in the news, where there'll be some place in the world where they'll suddenly find, you know, 10,000 birds just fell out of the sky and died.
Right.
And in this case, now we're dealing with frogs. It's very, very weird. I don't know if this is something natural, which I suppose it could be. But a lot of people will look at other things, obviously, environmental, whether it's pollution or pesticide or some kind of poison that's killing off these animals.
Yeah, and I think it could be iatrogenic, because if you remember, we covered a few weeks ago the use of something called Scrotox to tighten up the scrotum. Maybe somebody was injecting these frogs to make them look better or something.
If you look at these frogs, they definitely could use maybe a little Scrotox, because the reason why they're called scrotum frogs is because they've got these characteristic skin folds that, you know, okay, fine. Yeah, I mean, that's what it looked like, and so they named it a scrotum frog.
Right. Captain Morgan had nothing to do with this story. I just want you to know in case they're going to, you know. But she
I do not approve this method.
The frogs didn't pick the name. It's not their fault.
Right, yeah. The frogs didn't give them the name. Humans did.
America is just having a lot of issues between the Zika craze and the scrotum frogs. Yeah. Like, I mean, this has got to be hurting their tourism.
We need a plague of scrotum frogs on Washington, D.C. just to scare everybody out of there at this point.
Isn't that what's already happening there?
Maybe. It's so crazy, Captain. In South Florida, Miami, they're still playing up this Zika nonsense. And, you know, I in my presentation at the Truth About Cancer last week, and last night I did this as well, 12,000 babies born to women who had been exposed or infected with the Zika virus, 12,000 healthy births. And then, of course, they say delayed onset microcephaly. Like, what else are they going to say? Well, when do the small heads start happening? Well, maybe when they're 20 or 30 years old. Kind of like, what's the injection? Cervarix and Gardasil. Yeah, we're going to protect you from cervical cancer, but we'll know 20 or 30 years from now that it didn't work and that HPV isn't even the cause for it. So we're dealing with just medical maniacs do a push in their nonsense. So that's why we have to talk about scrotal frogs every once in a while, just to lighten the load. I don't know if that's possible, Super Don, but we just tried.
Why not?
Captain, you're a good sport for sticking with us through this.
Just glad to be here.
And just say it one more time, Morgan, because I know you want to.
What are they called?
Scrotum frogs?
There you go.
Very reluctantly, she said it.
Why?
Said it well.
You know what
I'm going to say why? Because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.